There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Hey.
What I'd say is, this has been a slow rolling crisis. This has been going on for a long time. This is not new. And we shouldn't pretend that it's new. The good news is that perhaps there's some newfound awareness because of social media and video cameras and so forth that there are problems and challenges when it comes to how policing and our laws are applied in certain communities, and we have to pay attention to it and respond. I think there are police departments that have to do some soul searching. I think there's some communities that have to do some soul searching. But I think we as a country have to do some soul searching. If we think that we're just going to send the police to do the dirty work of containing the problems that arise there without, as a nation and as a society, saying what can we do to change those communities, to help lift up those communities and give those kids opportunity, then we're not going to solve this problem. And we'll go through the same cycles of periodic conflicts between the police and communities and the occasional riots in the streets, and everybody will feign concern until it goes away, and then we go about our business as usual.
All right, that's the president talking about, of course, what the situation is in Baltimore, reacting to it, and yet nothing different seems to happen there. Only more police, more SWAT teams, anything that they have to throw at these rioters. Right now, the city is stable. The 10 p.m. curfew, they say, is working in Baltimore, probably because there's been so many clashes and they've arrested so many people. The Orioles are playing a game tomorrow with no spectators. That's how serious this situation is. A professional baseball game, which normally would have thousands of fans, will have none. Just the sound of the crack of the bat if you happen to be walking close enough to the stadium, but no one is allowed in. It was decided that it just was too dangerous because people would come in and something would happen at the stadium. Nobody wanted to take that chance. This is what happens when your city is under siege. These are the things you have to decide. And how awful is that? But the fact that right now, at this moment, the city is stable. Nothing's on fire. Cars aren't overturned. People aren't looting and going after police officers now. And once the curfew is lifted, then becomes the question. And this is as a result of another police action with a black man, and who was at fault and what happened and investigating it and all those things that we've heard before in some very different circumstances. And this one looks like it may be a seatbelt issue, might have been something that happened with a back injury before. One thing's for sure, it's not going to be revealed tomorrow. And Baltimore is not going to turn back the clock and be, quote, the normal city it was overnight either. I think they're going to take these precautions for a while and just watch and really pay attention to which way the wind is blowing in Baltimore, because pretty quickly it reignited. So they cannot walk away from it. You know, you had the mayor there who took forever to get in touch with the governor, and then that slowed down the process of the National Guard, and decisions that should have been made were made a lot slower, which added to part of the problem. Coming up on America Tonight, just like you can at the top, if you're the mayor, what would you have done? Would have been better to get to that curfew sooner? 855-266-5283. You can always throw in here or americatonight.net. We're going to go to the mailbag here in this hour and see what people had to say. Some of it, of course, was over Baltimore and the situation there, what's happened, and other things as well. Politically speaking, the things that are gnawing at you, the things that make you toss and turn when you're thinking about 2016. I just have to say, 2016 is a long way off, isn't it? It's a long way off. It doesn't feel like it, though, if you pay attention to who's declaring that they're in, who should declare, who's not even considering, but really would be a popular candidate. You know, there's the question. Not the people who've declared necessarily, unless that's who you want, but who would just make you stand up and say, oh, yeah, that's the ticket. Yeah, I really believe that they've got a great chance to make some noise and stand by what they're saying, not just the same old retread of a politician. Who would that person be? I think we've had enough lawyers, by the way, in D.C. How many lawyers have occupied the White House? There's been a bunch. Remember, Obama, the Clintons, they fall into that category. Bush doesn't, certainly. But you go further back and you can bet doctor, lawyer, you can trace some of it back to that's what initially they were doing. Maybe when they were younger or whatever it is, right up to the run for the White House. But they absolutely found themselves in the position because of what I think partially transitioning to what they were into what they became. And every once in a while, the old is new thing comes up. So you look back into who were the good coaches, etc., and then reach back in. It's retro reaching. That's my word for it for any of this stuff. When we go back, we're retro reaching. Whether we're talking about Baltimore, whether we're talking about anything, it's a throwback to figure out what you can possibly do to change the scenario. By the way, I've been asked this question a bunch, and it's odd to mix it in, I suppose, with the insanity of Baltimore, but I've been asked about who I think goes first in the draft. I'm going to say it's going to be Jameis Winston. No matter whatever off-field things, I think he goes tops in the draft, period. There it is. Marcus Mariota certainly could, and he's talented. But I think Jameis Winston is the number one pick in the draft. I don't know if that helps anybody. But how about who's going to be the quarterback for Cleveland next year? How about a plethora of other questions that will affect teams and will affect your fantasy teams as well? I know a lot of you are asking me that question because you want to know about the fantasy teams and you know, I can read between the lines when I see some of them. Oh, they got a fantasy team. So they're looking for maybe some statistic they don't have or some other kind of analysis. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we are going to check the mailbag. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
I always say this, we get jammed with emails. I love it. So on that note, let's jump on the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one from Franco. And Franco says, hey, Katie Kate, you're stealing that from someone else. So the draft is coming up. I can hardly wait, I guess, in a way. Because some of what I think will happen in the draft is pretty obvious. But the bigger question will be the reclamation projects and how they ultimately fare, if you know what I'm saying. Will there be some kind of trades or some kind of moves or some kind of surprises? And my big question, I suppose, is where do you think or who do you think are the top five players in the draft? Oh, that's a loaded question. It depends on if there is trades or moves, because then what they need or what they want is different. I think Jameis Winston, which I said before, the quarterback from Florida State, he goes number one. I also believe in that mix, the kid from USC, Leonard Williams will be there. Amari Cooper will be there. Some people might disagree with this. They put him maybe in the top 10, but I think Marcus Mariota, Kevin White, probably like that. That's what I would say. They would be my top choices. But it's hard to say because of the possibility of making a deal. And the deal changes everything. A different player would drop lower. You'd be giving up something because you're looking at a position. And remember, here's how it goes. Tampa Bay, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Oakland, Washington. That's top five. Then it goes Jets, Bears, Falcons, Giants, Rams. I mean, that would be your top 10 picks. I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole. It's Thursday. McShay says, howdy, Kate. What's happening in Baltimore is just despicable. I'll never understand how anyone would destroy their own surroundings. It's pig-headed, dumb, and makes absolutely no sense. Even with the family consistently calling for peace and that it's wrong to see what's happening there. It is absolutely wrong. I don't think there's a question in that, but it's absolutely wrong to see what's happening there because of what so many people have sacrificed to build that city back up, which had a terrible reputation. Now you're tanking it again. I mean, here's the thing you got to think about. It's so shocking to me. A professional sport is shut down. They've shut down Major League Baseball. Crazy. All right, let's hop to the lines. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Our beloved president is talking about blah, 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 blah. In the past, things doesn't change, la, 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 la. Wait a minute. I have a question for our black brothers and sisters. Why? Why haven't you changed? I mean, who's holding you down? You have a black mayor. You have a black head of the police department. You have black firefighters. You have black police officers. And this is not racism of white on black. It is black on black. You are fighting black. There's only 40% of the population that's white. And what are they doing? They're getting the hell out of the way. You got your blacks fighting your blacks. This is ridiculous.
And it is ridiculous.
Obama is trying to start a race war with his comments on Ferguson, with his comments on Trayvon Martin, with his comments on everything that has anything to do with racial. Him and his former head honcho for the Justice Department were always on the side of the blacks. Nobody could have anything to say. They even called Zimmerman a white Hispanic when he's got black blood. My God, man, these people are being sold out. Here's another thing that I'll confirm it. Look, he doesn't care about you black people. He doesn't care about you. He is all for the Hispanics. Do you know why? There's more of them than there are of you.
Oh, yeah.
He can get 12 million of them right now. What's that going to do to your job prospects when you've already got a 19% unemployment for grown-ups and a 28% unemployment for the youth? What do you think the jobs are going to be in the future when they kick in 12 million more illegals that will work? And guess what? The people out there will hire the Mexicans because they're afraid of the blacks. The blacks go and file for
unemployment.
Unemployment and workman's compensation, and they pretend to get hurt on this and pretend to get hurt on that. I seen a guy lose his business because of this, okay?
Mm.
I mean, he did, in Ventura. He lost his station because of it. Because of a black friend of mine that went and faked a back injury and claimed he's got hurt on the job, blah, 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 blah. And the guy lost his business when he got sued. All because of one dude. One dude did this to him. And I seen the guy, Tony, he was a rat.
Awful.
And so I've seen this. Now, look, you black brothers and sisters, man, I'm telling you, I'm pro-black. I really am. You can ask Kate. She knows me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you. These guys, you guys are being sold out by Barack Obama and his whole little crew. Anybody, and what they don't think that you'll do anything except continue to vote Democrat. They think they've got you in the palm of their hands. I would revolt. In the next election, I tell you what, I would go and vote solid a Republican ticket. I didn't give a damn whether you like him or not. Whoever the nominee is, forget it. You've been sold out.
I agree. I agree absolutely, Dan. And we had somebody on from the Project 21, the Black Conservatives, and that's exactly what she talked about. Izzy, how are you? Izzy. I think we lost Izzy. How did we lose Izzy? Izzy, are you there? Are you there? Okay, we're going to have to see if we can go back to Izzy. Obviously, we're talking about Baltimore and the situation in Baltimore, and it is tough to say, how can you say the blacks are not being given a fair shake when everyone in power in all those positions, they're African-American, which was exactly the point of Sherrilyn Harley Laban, who's come on many, many times from Project 21, and says it's a joke, it's ridiculous. Baltimore is burning, and whose fault is that? How did it turn into that? And who's fanning the flames? Who's fanning those flames? I mean, I think it's so sad to see. I know I've expressed that many times because I have that connection to Baltimore with my mother and going through and not ever seeing Baltimore until really much later when it was, how do you like this, when it was fixed, when it changed, because it was just too dangerous. It was one of those, you know, when you're driving around and someone says, oh, you better hit the locks. Oh, hit the locks. So Baltimore was that city. It just wasn't safe. People were carjacking. People were sticking you up for money just on the street, walking to go to a convenience store. I'm not saying everyone in every situation, but enough that the crime rates were terrible. And then they turned the whole thing over. And all of a sudden they had this cool city where you could walk, you could go to the Inner Harbor, you could get something to eat, you could go to one of the best aquariums in the nation. And it was really awesome to see that transformation, because I never saw anything like that when I was a kid. Because we went through, and in other words, it didn't just keep deteriorating, it was turned around. And now to let Baltimore burn, to do the things that are being done there, to have a ball game called off and a curfew, more importantly, put on people, forced curfew like you're a child. And of course, they are children, they're thugs. So they have to have that. They have to have that in place for the safety, I suppose, of the people. Although it's so tough, I believe, to be under a curfew. Ugh. Think of last-minute things and wanting to run out. Oh, that's right, I got to mail this. I'm just going to run down to the post office, just throw it in the mail. Nope. I was going to take the dog for a walk because, hey, it's just after 10 o'clock and I haven't done it. Nope. I was just going to run to the store because my head is pounding. And I ran out of aspirin. Nope. I mean, just a big fat no. You are stuck. All right, if you want to throw in, I promise we'll grab some more calls next. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way. But I can see the fire still alight. Running into the night. There's too many men, too many people, making too many problems. I'm not allowed to go right.
You want to throw in your 2 cents? Now's the time. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Oh, hi. Hello?
Yes. What is on your mind, Miss Izzy?
Trying to wake up, I think. Oh, my God.
What happened to your root beer?
It's almost gone. Golly, it went quick tonight. This great kid. He did have surgery 1 week before the incident for a pre-existing injury. And this came out because Allstate is involved. Allstate Insurance?
Yeah.
Big time. I guess they want to get out of the structured payment. Well, they're out of it now. But, in fact, he did have, and I can say this from experience, if you've had cervical surgery, you're not out walking the streets within a week. I was in steel for a year.
Oh.
Because I had my broken neck and my broken lumbar. And,
oh.
You're not out for weeks and weeks. I guarantee you. But he had several surgeries before, and how I found this out is they did take x-rays. And x-rays will show pre-existing conditions that he'd had unsuccessful spinal fusions.
Yeah, and look at that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I watched the video over and over and over of the alleged arrest. Kate, there was absolutely no abuse shown by the police.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
And the kid was hauling and thrashing. Well, sorry, kid, if you had another neck surgery and you're thrashing your head, I suspect that he is the one that killed himself. Because that is a very delicate operation.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And by the way, this is not a race riot. I don't know why people call this a race riot. This is a bunch of blacks rampaging. Has nothing to do with race at the moment. It's because they're being paid. And a witness even said there were people there handing out $100 bills.
Ugh.
And we all know who's behind that.
Mm.
And this is just, you know, we expect this kind of behavior in Mogadishu or Nairobi or Somalia. But in Baltimore, I mean, really, power given all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Create these scenarios. And I think what's happening, I honestly believe this. I think Obama and his little puppet masters are doing their damnedest to start a civil war so he can declare martial law. I believe that in my heart of hearts.
Mm.
Because there's too many of these incidences that are popping up, and whites are no more involved than the man on the moon. And
yeah,
how do you,
and
that idiot mayor, oh my God.
Yeah, she's the worst. She needs to be bounced.
As Jack was saying, I saw the photographs. A guy named Muhammad was in one of the photographs with the Nation of Islam. And in 2007, he gave a rabid hate speech against whites. And there he is standing up next to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, good. That makes me feel so much better. Not. And now he's there. God, that man looks absolutely awful.
Yeah, I agree.
He looks really like he is ill.
Yeah, I agree. You can see it clearly.
He's plugging that last dollar. He's going after that last dollar. But I just want to clear that up about the next stuff, having gone through it, that this kid, they've documented the x-rays. And, of course, Allstate being involved. Oh, and they had another lawsuit. They filed another lawsuit, he and his sister, in 2008 for being exposed to lead paint.
Mm.
And 18 arrests on his record, some of which were violent.
Wow.
And that's used to die.
Wow.
I don't believe for 2 seconds there was any abuse whatsoever involved.
No. I agree with you there. Absolutely, Izzy. We're so on the same page with this. You laid it all out. You're absolutely right. We've been talking about it. There is no question there. Thank you. Again, the root beer lady nailed it. Look at who's in power. Look at the scenarios there, and they just don't work. That's why we took different points of view with guesting, and nobody is saying underneath the hood, here's what the big problem is. Pete, hello, you have the floor.
Oh, it's me. Sorry, I was just reloading some 45s and 23s.
You're bad.
Good interview on the sports gig with our little local station here. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you, are you still beating your husband question?
Of course.
Yeah, no doubt.
You're so funny.
which way we're going to go first. Are we going to do the Civil War thing, or are we going to do the martial law thing first?
Yeah.
Who's going to enforce it? The blue hats, what?
Yeah, I hope we don't see that. I shudder to think to see that day. Really, honestly, I mean is Baltimore a microcosm of here's what we're going to put down your throat?
Yeah, you know. So no, I just thought I'd ask you that question.
Yeah,
I'm going to get back in my bunker and go back to my reloading. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Pete. All right, so Pete, touche, he makes the point. You know, this is frightening. You know, maybe when we think that was so extreme, maybe it's not as extreme as we think. Grim, hello.
Hey, Kate, I'm going to confirm Izzy's because I've had C3 and C4 fusion.
Oh.
After you've had your neck fused, it amazes you how much strength it takes to lift that 7 to 8 pound noggin off a pillow when you get up in the morning.
I bet.
And the headaches never really truly go away. And, yeah, we ain't even into the summer yet.
I know.
I mean, there was a time there where L.A., that's what they dreaded, was the heat.
Yeah, because of the riots, yeah.
Yeah, here comes the riots again. But, you know, I want kind of everybody dead on tonight, and I want to get away from that because I've seen some solutions, and I swear maybe Izzy has a friend there in Baltimore because that woman grabbed her child up and started whooping his butt. Did you see that?
I did.
Now, there's your solution.
Yeah, don't put up with it. Mm-hmm.
Well, the parent.
Discipline, yeah.
And from what I heard from the news reports before this all started, the local high school right around the corner, the emails were going crazy to show up out there, and what it turned out to be was mostly kids from the high school. Where are the parents, as they were saying?
Right.
And then another piece, which is another solution. Did you see the piece where the elderly woman's store was broke into and the community all went there today and they helped boarded it up and clean her store up?
I know. How great is that? There are good people.
There's your solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we as a society are caught up in our daily livings, trying to struggle and strive to earn a living so we can put food on our plates for our family in the evenings. And this is why we hire police. This is why we elect our officials to do that business for us. There is the problem, as everybody is talking about.
Right. There's no accountability and there's no responsibility at many times.
Not accountability. Liability.
Right.
They're liable for their jobs.
Right. Right.
He says, I'm liable for speeding down the street. They're liable. And we got to get rid of this accountability because we know what their jobs are supposed to be.
Right.
We're not no longer an uneducated mass because there's a lot of college degree graduates now, even with a 2-year, and we're not sheep anymore. They still think that we are, and they treat us like we are. We know what's going on, but we're too busy trying to make a living.
Exactly.
And so we can change it. We really can.
By taking the responsibility, personal responsibility on.
Taking a little time out of our day.
Yes. Yep. Isn't that crazy? And that never was the case before. Are you kidding? A parent not discipline a child, not say, what are you thinking, no matter what their age was? Yeah.
Well, the bleeding heart liberals, don't hit your child or I'll call DHS.
Oh, yeah, that started a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, sparing the rod's the problem.
Yeah.
It really is. Now, I won't deny there's abuse. There is abuse. But, you know, we've let this, you know, Nancy Pansy stuff go on, as Dan would say, too long.
Yeah. It's interesting, Grim. I completely agree with you. A lot of people don't, but I think that the pendulum really started to swing in the wrong direction because then it was, I'm not doing anything, I'm not disciplining, it's stand in the corner, nothing happens, and then you see the repeated behavior, and then what happens, what kind of adults are you raising? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. See you in a few.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
More police enforcing that curfew. We've been talking a lot about that and what the circumstances are in Baltimore. And, you know, the woman who smacked her son and said, I don't want him to be a Freddie Gray. And that kind of raised a big deal, obviously. And then you had the ex-Baltimore Raven, Ray Lewis, saying rioting is dead wrong. He thought coming out and saying that would maybe squash some of what was happening. Jesse Jackson says the Baltimore police are an occupying force. Harry Reid, who's on his way out, the longtime senator, Democratic senator from Vegas, says, from Nevada, says, the system is to blame for all of this. Bernard Kirk, who was the ultimate police dude when he was the commish in New York, said, you know, that the police gave rioters too much distance, and that was part of the problem. Everybody is weighing in on this. And I'll tell you, the Baltimore mayor is scrambling to defend the initial response to the riots and the looting because it was lame. That's why. You have your whole world being pulled apart and you do nothing. Stephanie Rawlings Blake is her name. So she was defending what initially happened that started the looting of the businesses and the cop cars being burned and other cars being burned and 20 police officers wounded on Monday. I mean, why didn't they move in earlier to stop the rioting? And the mayor said the early afternoon event started with high school students who were pelting cops with rocks and bricks and bottles and all that. So her sense was no sense. You see the city's erupting. I don't care where it's starting. It's not a good thing. 855-266-5283, or you can always send me an email, americatonight.net. Let's go to Scott in Wichita. Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for hanging, and thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Oh, my gosh, Kate. Do you really want to know? And it's just so much. It's unbelievable. You got the riots going on in Baltimore. And if everybody's listening, they just think that this is coming a police state. Is exactly where Obama's going. 3 years ago, the Martin kid down there in Florida.
Trayvon.
Last year, Avon, thank you, Trayvon. Last year, Ferguson, the Midwest. Now we're on the Northeast, Baltimore. So what is it going to be next? Is it going to be out there in Salt Lake City, Vegas, California, the other riots, the Four Corners? And another thing, Obama, who's our president, is voted in by white people, black, Hispanics, any born nationality, United States citizen, he's born in, he is supposed to be bipartisan on this. He ain't supposed to take sides. He ain't supposed to sit there and say it's okay to riot and stuff like that. It's absolutely absurd how he's, I cannot believe this president has not been impeached yet. It's absolutely mind-boggling me. He is the Antichrist. I honestly believe that in my heart, he is the Antichrist. And mark my words, Kate, on your show tonight, or this morning, wherever time people's at, that he will declare martial law and somehow stay president of the United States. And another thing, why don't the people of the United States stand up? The Constitution was written back in the 1700s, and we have fought for it. Many family members, including my own, have died in the military, fighting for our honor and our protection and our freedom. But we need to get rid of the fat pigs. We need to have a system back in place where the senators, the House of Representatives, Congress, and even the Supreme Court judges join over to run 2 terms like the President of the United States. That will stop all the lobbyists. That will stop all the bullcrap right there. If they're only allowed to run 2 terms, and that's it.
I agree. The term limits absolutely should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, I just cannot believe that the President of the United States and that lady in Baltimore, she literally just gave them the key to riot. So like that. It's okay to riot and stuff like that, and it caused a little trouble, she said the other day. You know, and you know why governors, all the mayors and governors of the United States needed to look at Rudy Giuliani from New York when he was a mayor. He never, ever, ever, and that's a gigantic city, the Big Apple, never had a bad riot, because as soon as one rock, pebble, glass, anything was thrown or broke, the riot was over, the police came in immediately, and that was it.
Yeah, there's no space. No space. Yep.
No, it's okay to riot and to speak your mind, but do it in a correct manner. Don't sit there and be thugs and porch monkeys and stuff like that, fighting on each other and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. I mean, the sad thing about it, Kate, I've never been racist in my life, but all this stuff is making me a racist because I'm sitting there sick of this stuff. And that's the sad thing about it. You know?
Yeah, it's turning the conversation to that, and so you wonder how many other people are getting churned up, and they weren't. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
And the doctor's office, my God, people are sitting there saying the exact same thing. They said they never thought it before, my God. But all this stuff going on, and the president is making them become racist. Hey, ain't that unreal that our country's becoming that way, making people racist?
Yeah, that's it. That's interesting, Scott. Scott, thanks for the call. I'm going to throw that out. How many people think what Scott just said is happening? I mean, others will say, oh, that's ridiculous. That's radical. Why is he saying that? Oh, he's racist. That's why he's saying that. But to his point, I have heard similar conversations. I mean, not a lot, but I've heard, it's funny he said doctor's office. I heard something similar in a doctor's office too, because of the frustration saying, what's going on? This is ridiculous. This president needs to be impeached. This is happening on purpose. How come this is allowed to happen? How come we went from one city to another city, a different set of circumstances, but we're still doing the same thing? I think an even bigger issue, Scott, and for everybody else calling, let's put the race thing aside for a second. And I guess maybe that's included in it, but how about this anti-police sentiment where all the police are automatically considered guilty? And there are some bad cops, but there are some tremendous cops. They're bailing on the gig because they're fearful anyway, because the target's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you hardly ever hear of a defense of the cops. If they're wrong and they're purposely targeting people or doing something, absolutely, that's bad cop. But we cannot say as a whole, and I hate broad strokes anyway on anything, because we know that, you know, the whole thing about stereotyping and everything else, but hardly anybody's sticking up for the cops in some of these cases. And it's gotten to the point where there are people dropping out of academies, and boy, we don't want to see that happen, right? What, we're going to have just lawlessness? Then that leads to what so many of you are saying, oh, martial law, because there's not enough police officers, because we're seeing rioting, and let's hope it doesn't leave. This isn't a springboard, but as that leaves my lips, we keep seeing things that pop up. And you're talking about a city that had all black people in power. So I think playing the race card on that is insanity. And even the officers themselves, who were the officers, what happened in the situation, guarantee you'd be surprised by some of what hasn't been unearthed yet. I'll just say that. But I think without a doubt it's along the same lines, that how can you sit there and point to that, and how can Jesse Jackson get upset, and how can Al Sharpton get upset? Are they really looking at what's happening in Baltimore? Have they listened to what's gone on with the mayor? Scott made the point. You know, you think of what happened with Rudy Giuliani. They didn't have any of that. There was no space in between the second some sharp item was thrown, because he had to clean up that city. Boom, they were all over it. There was a no waiting policy, and there was backup, so the cops got backed up. They weren't thrown under the bus. Some things to think about. Hey, you can always flip me those thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host?